the Victorian Farm Dog Championship. It's affiliated with the Victorian Yard and Utility Farm Dog Association, and they hold events right across Victoria throughout the year. And so this is a culmination of all those events. Dogs that have won these other open trials through the state throughout the year, probably 25, 30 of them. The winners of those events are all here competing for the state championship. So it's a pretty prestigious event.
The same dog as well? Do you have to use the same dog every time?
Any of the dogs that won for them out around the state during the year, that's the dog that has to represent, that has to work for them in the championship. But most of these handlers will also have other dogs as well, some young up and coming, hopefully champions. But most of them probably average two or three or four dogs each.
Now, how does it actually work then? When it's your go or your turn, what happens?
Yeah, pretty much what it is just a small scale of a typical farm. We have a little paddock and they'll let 16 sheep out into that, and the dog has to pick them up. The handler's not allowed to assist in any way. He's just told where he's to stand, and all his job is to open and close gates, pretty much. So if the sheep gets jammed up anywhere, it's up to the dog to sort it out. So it's a typical farm situation, only in a lot smaller scale, where the dog picks the sheep up, brings them into a set of yards, pretty typical of a normal set of sheep yards across most properties, where you have a drenching race. They've got to fill a drenching race, take the sheep back out of that, put them through a draft. The judge will tell them which way he wants them to be drafted, whether he wants four one way, four the other, etc. And then the handler and the dog have to put them up onto a truck. Similar to loading a transport back on the farm. And once they're up on the truck, then the poor dog's got to bring them back down again. And then he's got to put them away. So it pretty much replicates what happens out there on a normal farm. It's just on a smaller scale, of course, because we can't bring a farm to sheep venison. But and most handlers would agree, it's probably harder to work 16 sheep than what it is to work 1,600, simply because the sheep haven't got the comfort of so many other bodies of their own around, and they're pretty spooky with all the marquees and stuff around, so it's pretty tough competition.
So, and the sheep as well, do the same sheep get used each time, or do you keep rotating the sheep, so they don't know what to expect?
Now, we rotate the sheep, but the number one priority with these competitions, and even when you're working on farm, with the value of livestock, the number one priority is to look after the sheep. So that's, the judge is very strict on that, like there's to be no biting and the sheep aren't to hit fences or anything like that, and they're only used once or twice. So their welfare is paramount, and we really concentrate on that, as we do out in our farm, simply because they're our livelihood and our profit, so we've got to look after them.
Now, as a competitor then, how do you choose a good dog and how do you train your dog?
To train them, we use mainly for this competition, for these yard dog or farm dog championships, we mainly use Kelpies. Kelpies are the most suited for us because they like to work in close to their stock, and they put a lot of pressure on the stock. They can, if we ask them to get the stock. Sometimes the stock don't want to go into the yards because they know it might be some time before they come back out again or whatever. They might be leaving your lambs behind for a while. So we need a dog that's going to put a fair bit of pressure on the sheep. So Kelpies are ideal for that. But what makes Kelpies really stand out is their natural herding gathering instincts. All a Kelpie or Border Collies, for that matter, want to do is go out and bring anything they think will taste nice to the boss wolf, because they've all evolved from the wolves many thousands of years ago. And we've got to position ourselves as a boss wolf, as handlers, so the dog goes out there and brings the sheep to us. So we're really working with the natural instincts of the dog most of the time. And when we're looking for a good dog to do these competitions, we're looking for a dog with a lot of presence on his stock, a calm dog, and also a dog that covers his stock very well, because in these situations you have a lot of stock all continually trying to break out and escape. So you need a dog with a lot of cover that just holds them all together.
So you can pretty much tell, can you, watching dogs before you start to train them, I guess, whether they've got that or not, or whether it's going to work or not?
Yeah, pretty much. We sort of know the parents and the grandparents, and it's like bulls or buying bulls or buying rams or whatever. If you go back to their ancestors and the genetics, and that's a good start. And once a little pup, so even a little 8 or 10 week old pup, you can drop him in with a small mob of quiet sheep and just observe him, and you can pretty much start to pick the good ones at a very early age.
I was watching a little bit of what was happening yesterday, and the dogs seem incredibly responsive, although it was very hard to tell what they were responding to sometimes. I mean, how do you actually direct them?
Yeah, well, sometimes you can be watching them working and you think the handler's not saying anything. Well, quite often they aren't, because it's the dog has seen the handler go to open a gate somewhere, so the dog just knows that he's there to bring the sheep through that gate. It's just from experience, and from training, and also using that natural herd and gathering instinct. So sometimes you don't have to say much at all. It's only when you turn them around and want to work off balance, which means you want to actually have the dog back with you and chase the sheep away, as if you're taking them down a laneway or across a paddock. And that is normally when you have to talk to them more, because they're not allowed to go on, use their instincts and go around the front, because they'll stop the flow. So that's normally when you're talking to them a bit more. But handlers use whistles, commands, but most of the time their hearing is probably 40 times better than humans, so you don't have to talk very loud.
Are there standard commands or standard ways that people instruct their dogs?
No, not at all. Every handler will have a different set of... you can say anything to them. It's repetition what teaches them the command. So if you say it often enough and show the dog what you want it to do as you say that command when they're young, that's how you train them. It's about repetition. So you'll just show the dog that you want to go... want it to go to the left or the right around the mob, and as you're doing it, as you're showing him to do that, you give him a command. Now it can be go left, it can be go round, go over, you can say black or white or anything. It's just whatever the dog gets used to.